The DA conducted an oversight visit to the Bray Road area this week and found that residents from Paula were hospitalized due to overexposure to the toxic gases from the sewage spill. It is alleged that the lime neutralization process that was to be conducted by the municipality was not up to standard. Residents state that the lime was delivered, but that they had to do the work themselves without any personal protective equipment. The DA demands that a report about this matter be made available after a thorough investigation has been conducted and that disciplinary action be taken in the event that officials are found guilty of misconduct or dereliction of duty. This pipe burst also contributed to the thousands of fish that died in the Setumu Dam. After visiting the dam a few weeks back, the DA laid charges with the South African Human Rights Commission to investigate the quality of water distributed to residents and also how living conditions have been affected by the spillage into residential areas. We further reported the municipality to the Green Scorpions to investigate the extent of the damages to the ecosystem.